Hey guys, it's just me, Rallo. I'm calling back. Just to let you know that last week, that was not me, Rallo. It's some dickhole, but I'm actually quite flattered. But here is a way to know if it is me or if it is not me. Me, Rallo, I can hold my booze. And I don't always drink beer, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis and Lance's old dead grandma corpse pussy juice. That right? That right.
This is Sick and Wrong, the world's source for antisocial commentary, brought to you by AdamandEve.com.
Good evening. Welcome to Sick and Wrong, the world's source for antisocial commentary. One of your hosts, E. Simon.
And I'm Lance Wackerly.
What's up, Wackerly? Are you excited about the daytime podcraft?
Daytime podcraftery. Yeah, I'm very excited.
It's kind of strange. It's strange.
Are we going to get a daytime Webby?
It, we almost should. But I'm just saying, it's disquieting to do this show during the day and actually be able to see you so well in the computer camera here. Usually it's kind of dark, yeah. Sort of dingy. I can't see the moss that are sticking to your walls, you know, and I can't tell what you're wearing. So, but now it's like it's all bright. It's sunny. I can see the moss and the butterflies.
I'm not wearing pants. I just got out of bed, and I sleep with my butthole touching the sheets.
Shirt cocking. That's always a good look. A lot of people like that. So I wanted to do the show last night, but unfortunately I was waylaid by a curious quest I was forced to embark upon.
Tell me of your quest, young traveler.
I was kind of conflicted because I'm thinking, all right, you want me to travel all the way around the greater Los Angeles area to go get you a table? Whereas I actually do have responsibilities. I have a podcast to do. And my girlfriend doesn't understand this. My girlfriend calls me up in the middle of the day, and she's like, I found a coffee table.
And she lives in that world where responsibilities are like things that pay you money.
I think she lives in that world where responsibilities are things that revolve around her.
Oh,
you know, I just don't think anyone who's not in her own, like, solipsistic universe, I think it doesn't matter. So yeah, I was preparing for the podcast. I was ready to do the podcast, and then she's like, no, we have to go get this coffee table. And normally I would have been like, you know what, fuck it, I have a podcast to do. I have some serious pod crafting to do. I can't do this. And then
just tell her to hire some day laborers.
Did you have no idea how much this woman has been obsessing over this fucking coffee table? And it was one of those Craigslist buys where it might go tomorrow, so you have to do it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The thing is
Thrill
fucking heavy, so she can't go by herself. So yeah, I you know, I think it's for the best that we didn't podcast last night. I podcasted today. But let me give you a little bit of background information. So
tell me of this table.
It is the most ridiculous piece of furniture that I've ever seen. I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like it. I think it's cool. But it is the most ridiculous piece of furniture I've ever seen. And I can't believe she paid so much and we drove so far to acquire this piece of furniture.
Is it like a mix of Baroque and Victorian styles or something? Is that why it's so ridiculous? Is it painted the wrong color?
No, that's not. But I have no fucking idea what era it's from. I couldn't care less what era it's any kind of furniture is from. And that's the difference, I think, between men, women, me, and her.
Is it one of those fake Craftsman knockoffs that doesn't have the dovetailing at the joints? Is that what's so ridiculous about it?
There is a little bit of dovetailing, actually.
Oh, okay.
No, it's what's ridiculous about it is it's a Black Panther with a big piece of glass on top. It's a huge Black Panther that's crouching with a piece of glass resting on its haunches.
Was it the Liberace's estate sale?
Exactly. And I did mention that. I was like, wow, are we going to go to Liberace's house? Or maybe Liberace's one of his descendants? I don't know if he had any kids, but
I don't think so. Maybe some adopted ones.
You know, you've never even... Michael Jackson had kids. But anyway, so My girlfriend isn't the type of person who could just go to IKEA and buy a coffee table. And I couldn't care less.
I could have told you that.
Well, you remember my apartment in San Francisco, the old Sick and Wrong studio?
Oh, yes.
I'm a minimalist by nature. I just don't care. I don't like a lot of furniture. It's a bitch to move a lot of furniture. It's just easy to have a sparsely furnished house. My girlfriend has the completely other viewpoint on this. She wants
every
I don't know if it's a girl thing. Is that every girl feels like this? They want to get every piece of fucking vintage furniture
they love
to put in
stuff.
Their house?
Even a girl who says she's minimalist, you know, and she subscribes to Dwell magazine, is going to have the $1,300 minimalist end table or lamp or, you know, that weighs 500 pounds, but it's very sleek, so it's minimalist.
It's mashugana. It doesn't make any sense to me. Last time I was here, or before I had moved here, she took me all over Silver Lake, up on Sunset, to these completely overpriced vintage furniture stores where there's some like seething homosexual that's working
there.
Oh,
I've been in those. Yeah, the scariest, oldest homo they could find works.
It just look at you like, you do not deserve this coffee table.
And it just smells like the dust of you know, 100-year-old grandmas and just the dried semen in the guy's shirt that he hasn't washed because he never leaves the place. He just always sits behind that desk.
We went to this place. I don't know. The guy kind of looked like the lead singer of the B-52s, and he was appalled that I was trying to chew the price down for this fucking this pointless coffee. It was like it looked like someone had gone to this grandmother's garage sale when the grandmother died, and so the kids were having a garage sale, and someone bought this old table. The guy wanted $550 for this old table, and I looked at him. I was like, you know, we'll give you three, and he's like, I don't think so. That's not going to happen. And I was like, look at it.
Not in my shop, young chappy.
I was looking at my girlfriend. I was like, do you really want to pay $500 for this? You can tell it was from a garage. And so anyway, I talked her out of it. We went to like three different furniture stores. And I didn't understand. I was like, you know, you could go to IKEA. You could buy a table right there for $60. Does it really fucking matter? That it's from the 1950s.
To them, yeah. And even the IKEA thing is funny. We were talking about this before. Remember in college, that's when the girlfriend and the girl, when we were in college, the girlfriend would be the one wanting to go to IKEA and buy the $60 table. And our kind would be saying, are you fucking kidding me?
Bucks?
I'm going to take these milk crates, these old shitty milk crates, I'm going to put a board on top of it. I could buy three cases of beer for $60.
I used to subscribe to the cinder block table. So just a cinder block with a piece of board on top of it. And that's a coffee table. You know,
and so
a bookshelf.
They harangued us so often back in those days. Now you and I are finally like, okay, yeah, IKEA. You know, you go there. They have them in stock. It's in a little tiny box. It's easy to carry. You bring it to your apartment. You spend an hour or two with a couple of beers and you put the
thing
together.
Spend an hour or two cursing like a sailor when you're trying to put that thing together. But whatever. Yeah, you can just buy it there. It's done. You don't have to go to fucking shops.
But then they pull the rug out from under us. And okay, now you finally convinced us to go to this goddamn IKEA. It's really fucking crowded, but whatever. We'll deal with it. It's pretty quick and painless in the grand scheme of things. And we're finally on board with the IKEA. And look what happens. Like, oh, no, I would never have IKEA in my house. It's disgusting. It's just cheap crap, mass-produced.
Cheap crap, yeah, it's shabby.
We need to find something that's unique, that represents my personality.
You know what the code word that they use is? It has character. This table has character. IKEA has no character. And I'm just like, God, IKEA is utilitarian. It's easy and it's functional. Does it matter? Does it really matter?
IKEA table will have character after I get drunk and piss and vomit all over it a couple hundred times. Then it will have character. Just give it time.
So anyway, for the past 2 months, she's been looking, obsessing over finding a coffee table. Sends me all these links. I'm like, I was like, yeah, it looks great. Let's get it. No,
trash,
I changed
trash,
my mind.
Trash, trash, delete.
It looks great. Delete. I'm just like, okay, you know, I don't even care. Finally, she sends me this coffee table link. It's this panther. And I was like, are you serious? And I was even saying just because of the panther, I was like, it's funny and it's cool. I think it's funny. I'll put a picture up of it on the website. I was like, but it's $850, woman. Are you going to pay $850 for a fucking panther coffee table?
You were trying to Jew the guy down from the $500 table you guys saw before. So this totally. One just sent you through the roof.
So so then she's like, well, how much would you pay? I was like, I would pay like $100. And she's like, she goes, you don't understand any kind of style. She goes, this is probably a mid-century deco 1950s Drexel piece. I was like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. All right, whatever. I will use my Jew powers for you, but you better give me a blowjob. So I ended up having to, like, it was a Craigslist purchase. So it was, like, several different, like, going back and forth with these emails, offering one price, offering another price, going to a different Craigslist account. But the Jew claw was strong, put it that way. Basically, I ended up Jewing the guy down to $500. So $850 to $500.
It's quite a discount, 40% or something.
Yeah, it was quite a discount. And so we end up, she picks me up. She's like, oh, we got to go get it tonight. I can't believe you. She was so happy. I was like, all right, you know what? I'll put the podcast on hiatus. We'll go do this. We can do the podcast tomorrow. And luckily, our schedule's permitted. So we end up going way up in the Hollywood Hills. I've never even been up there before. But the houses are massive. They're massive.
I like driving up there. And the streets are just super thin and windy.
Yeah, and I mean, who lives up there? Is that where the actors live? Is that where the famous people live? The celebrities?
Actors.
The celeb folk?
And just good-for-nothing drug addict children of actors, I think, live up there, too.
That's what I think the seller of the Panther table was. You could tell he was kind of a trustafarian, just like sort of a trust fund guy. Maybe looked like he might have played keyboards in Interpol or something. But he had this huge home, this massive home. I couldn't believe it was just his. And he looked about maybe a year older than me. And I hate seeing someone like that. You're like, wow, you are just infinitely more successful than I am.
Thou shalt not covet.
Regardless, he was pretty upset about getting rid of that table. He had the table outside. He was forlorn. He's looking at me. He's like, you know, I bought that for $1,600.
Well, like, you know, he probably is unemployed, but has a trust fund, doesn't have to work. But he probably considers himself like a curator of fine things. That's his sense of purpose in life. So stuff like this really does hurt him, where you're just looking at it as a fucking ugly coffee table that you're going to have to carry up the stairs.
Heavy,
this,
ugly
yeah, this,
coffee
this sort
table.
Of like, it's very significant to his sense of self.
Ugly furniture. But the guy was sitting there, and he was looking at me, he's like, you're getting a hell of a deal here. I was like, yeah. And I kept looking at him. I was like, yeah, dude, you bowed to the Jew claw. I understand that.
Yes,
but
dude,
I kind of felt bad. I mean, he made me feel remorse for Jewing him down that much. I was like, yeah, okay, you might have paid $1,600 a few years ago for this thing, which is ridiculous that anyone would pay that much for this table. Yeah. But I think $500 is too much to pay for this table.
Right.
But so both of us were kind of like,
the claw was
each
still
other,
out,
like,
in other words.
The claw was still out, but I was like, at that point, looking at his face, I was like, I could tell that he was pretty still attached to this piece. I was like, well, why are you getting rid of the table if you like it so much? He's like,
right.
Yeah, my girlfriend moved in, and she says it conflicts with the style of our house. She's very modern, chic, modern, and she's saying this is too retro and vintage for the place, and says it's got to go. And I was looking at him like, wow, dude, you know, we're kind of kindred spirits here. I totally understand
bitches
what you're
saying. Shit, buddy. I know what you're saying.
And it's just like one of those guys that we just kind of have to roll over and acquiesce. It's like, you know what? I don't care. As long as I can have my one little room with my Misfits poster, you don't come in here. I can put my Velvet Elvis up on the wall and just leave me alone. I don't care what you buy for.
You can have your keyboard box still just laying out and not put away that I can see behind you.
Yeah, and the mop and the bucket. But anyway, we end up like putting this thing in the car, driving it back. It was a difficult, at least 3-hour long
excursion.
Before
we move on, did you do the last final dickish Jew claw move, which is, I guess, not even just a Jew claw move, but any type of Craigslist purchase? After you've agreed to the price, you've agreed to the $500 price over email or phone or whatever, and then when you get there, pull out your wallet and be like,
ooh,
$450? I only have $480. Will you take it? It's all I got. If you don't take it, I'm just going to leave, I guess.
You know, like, I'm not that much of a Jew. I actually did. I felt bad for Jewing the guy down $350. I did not care. Plus, I mean, it was her money anyway. She was
I don't know,
the
man.
Table.
You're gonna lose your membership card. You missed that last $20 of.
I think a lot of Jews would be impressed. I could see my dad smiling in Jew heaven up there, that's looking down, being like, "Way to go, boy! Chip off the old block." But anyway, I feel because I had to go through this whole, rigmarole, I feel that my Valentine's Day responsibilities have been fulfilled. I feel like now, because I've done that...
You basically gave her $300, $350. You gave
totally.
Her a $350 gift.
I gave her the power of the Jew Claw, which normally doesn't work. I mean, I normally... The Jew Claw doesn't come out for Gentiles, but I use my Jew Claw for her, which makes me think that supersedes flowers and chocolates and going out to a fucking annoying dinner that's really crowded and having to wait for fucking 45 minutes to get this table next to some loud couple.
Or, especially in sappy Los Angeles, couple. I bet you it's even worse like than up here in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I mean, Valentine's Day is just a couple days away, and I think everybody dreads it. I think as a single person, you're just kind of like, it's a fucking annoying holiday. But as a couple or married person, it's just kind of like, man, now I got to go fucking get flowers. It's going to be expensive and annoying, and now I got to make dinner reservations.
Yeah, but don't you get as the guy? Don't you get special sex that night? Like. Not just the vanilla sex, you get the special sex.
You know what? The only way you get the special sex, and I might be wrong. I guess there's probably some guys that really go all out and buy like an expensive Valentine's Day gift for the girl, and then they get the special sex or like some really like high end lingerie. I think the only way you get the special sex is if you put like a couple hundred dollars down and buy some sex toys or like some. Some like restraint devices. I might actually end up doing that. Go buy some fucking body oils and some restraints, and then you know she's gonna. There's no way she can't. You know she can't not use that night. If you're giving her like these, a butt plug or restraints, be like,
yeah, I guess she likes the restraints. I guess she likes the restraints.
No, cuffs, handcuffs. It doesn't matter. It's just like anything you pull out.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't think all girls like that.
I think all girls.
She might be like,
I'm not
doing that on Valentine's Day. This is my special love day, and you want to lock me up and punch me in the face?
I'm just saying that if you buy, if you go out and you buy some sensual aids, you're gonna.
All I'm saying is, I don't think all girls consider the restraints sensual.
Possible. Okay. All right. It might. Yeah. All right. Buy a feather.
A feather on a stick. Yeah. Which
a feather
I,
on a stick.
Ridiculous
a little
to me, but
a little spanker thing with some leather. Piece on it that you like give her a little spanking, spanking.
You keep going back to trying to beat the shit out of your girlfriend on Valentine's
Day. No, you know what I'm talking issues. About? Those like, I'm going to give you a Victorian era spanking. Spank, spank. With a little,
what you're talking about.
The little whip thing.
You seem fixated.
Girls love that shit, Wackerly, believe me. And you're going to get some special sexy time if you buy a sensual aid, like a vibrator or something. You'll totally get special sexy time. Yeah. But if not, you could go the traditional flower and dinner route, and I'm sure you probably will get at least maybe a hand job.
Yeah, no, that's what I plan to do on Valentine's Day is I'm just going to eat a giant bag of flour for dinner. That's it.
So, this is a good. It brings up an interesting point, though, Wackerly. Valentine's Day is coming. I don't know anyone who looks forward to it, even both couples. I think we're kind of the me and my girlfriend are of the mentality, or at least I hope she is of like, Valentine's Day is so annoying.
Gambit.
Let's not do anything real special for it. But she wants something.
You're
you got to
get treading on thin ice. Even you'll remember who. Forwent Christmas presents.
Oh yeah,
I do not forego birthdays or Valentine's Day. I never messed with that.
You got to do something. I got to do something. I'm gonna probably get flowers.
Yeah, you got
if
she says
something.
Don't, you got to. Do.
But how do the singletons get through this holiday? Like you, Wackerly, how do the singletons cope with Valentine's Day?
Well, I told you about my dinner plans. I'm gonna eat a big bag of flour, and then I'm gonna drink some grain alcohol. No, I don't care. I really don't. I'm going to be in Hawaii, actually.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be there for work next week.
So I'm going to be making sweet, sweet love to some type of a tropical fish.
I say that or coconuts because they kind of have that like sort of
the hole, yeah.
Pubic hair type of thing with the hole on top.
Or do they have monkeys there?
Yeah, I don't know. Islanders.
I don't think they do.
They're called Pacific Islanders. That's what they're called.
I don't think they have monkeys. Yeah, but they're all gonna have they're all gonna be hitched up and going out to Valentine's Day dinner too. You think they're all single for some reason? They don't know about Valentine's Day because they're like
they're so far removed. Yeah, they're so far removed from the continental United States that I don't know if they know that we celebrate these commercialized holidays. But here are a few ways to get through this annoying holiday. Number one here, blithe disregard. Yep. Just forget it's Valentine's Day altogether. You know? It's not a major holiday.
It's
single.
It's a fucking Hallmark holiday, man.
Yeah. That's what they say. But, you know, it's just treat it like any other February day. It's like, but, you know, think about it. You don't have to buy cards. You don't have to buy flowers. You're kind of off the hook. I think that's a good way to go.
Uh-huh.
I think the Hallmark holiday phrase is part of the second point here, outright rejection. I think a lot of people just say, fuck Valentine's Day. Bloated,
right, but then
commercialized
you run into the
cash
whole,
cow.
Then you run into the whole, like, the lady doth protest too much syndrome, where, like, why, you know, you seem really worked up about this.
Exactly. It's like, what are you hiding here? You're
yeah.
just,
I,
you're
I think,
just sad
I think
you're not getting any candy hearts.
The hipster disregard, you know, blasé attitude's probably better than number two.
Yeah. There's also the safety in numbers course of action here, where it's like you have a bunch of single friends. Just say, and I think a lot of people do this, the anti-Valentine's Day party. Where they go on like an anti-Valentine's Day pub crawl, you know, go hit a bunch of bars, say, fuck Valentine's Day, we're single, we love it. You actually,
do
as a matter
do
of
they
fact,
have a big orgy at the end?
They should. But as a matter of fact, that's a damn good time to get laid. Because you can tell, it's like you get a bunch of girls who are obviously like erotically charged,
yeah.
but yet, they, you know, they're single. So they're going out and they're trying to like be defiant and rebellious. And the best way to say fuck Valentine's Day is to have sex with them.
But as the dude, then, here's the key, here's the thing you have to, can you maintain the fuck Valentine's Day attitude throughout the coitus and make your escape? Because you don't want to be trapped in the whole, I finally did find somebody for Valentine's Day thing, and oh, we met on Valentine's Day, and you know, this and that. Am I making myself...
You
clear.
Should stand your ground when it comes to that. Just be like,
it's,
you
this
know,
is no strings attached. Fuck Valentine's Day sex. Not,
this is just, yeah, dirty
not
fuckery.
Movie of the week. We finally did find love on Valentine's Day amidst all, you know, odds.
You know the best way to maintain that ground is take the whole group to a strip club. I think that's a great place to spend Valentine's Day.
I say during or before you have sex, you put the restraints on her, and then when you're done, you leave her in the restraints and just go, see you later, bitch. I'll call the fire department to go come cut you out of those.
There's also, and I think this is the wackerly Valentine's Day experience, solace in solitude. Just, right. You know, don't go out with your friends in a Valentine's Day party. Don't outright reject it. Just, you know, just stay with yourself. Be happy you're single. Maybe rent a movie. Maybe go to a massage parlor. You could also go to a strip club, too. Maybe
Ew,
just watch
strip
the
club
curious...
by yourself is weird to me.
Yeah, I think it is kind of weird. But like, I think a lot of people
go
do
the,
it.
Why don't you just go the hooker route at that point and get an in-call prostitute?
I think massage parlor is a good place to spend Valentine's Day.
Similar to the prostitute.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, rent a movie and just smoke a lot of weed. You know?
What about, is there a variation on this where you, like, buy your cat a Valentine's Day present? Put some candles out next to the cat food bowl?
That's kind of getting into creepy spinster area. I mean, I think a lot of people do that. They start incorporating their poor pets into their holidays for lack of an,
I know a lot
human,
of old single guys
element.
With cats.
I know.
Not
it,
a lot,
it's
but
It's creepy
a
bachelor area. I know, Wackerly. How many cats do you have?
Zero. No pets.
And then finally here, I think what I would probably do on Valentine's Day, if I wasn't in a relationship right now, is just take to the tubes, man. The internet.
Yeah.
That's your secret lover right there.
It really is.
You know,
so
commiserate.
Much porn.
Yeah, commiserate with the other 40-year-old virgins. I think that's the
best thing.
I'm
just
going to
twist my dick right off.
Just go to a red tube and just, you know, jack off, jack the night away.
There's so many tubes. There's you jizz, there's jizz tube, there's red tube, there's you porn, there's XNXX.
Yeah, no, there's
I'm forgetting some.
Jesus, why are you just flipping through your bookmarks there?
Yes.
Or your history?
I don't even have it in my bookmarks. I have it in my mind. Just type them in.
Well, any way you choose to do it, people, Valentine's Day sucks. Just got to deal with it. So I don't know. I say massage parlor. That's the best way to deal with it. But
I haven't found a good massage parlor near my new place. Maybe that'll be my duty. Oh, yeah, but I'm going to be in Hawaii. I'm sure they have a
list. I bet
list
you could find a damn good one in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Some Don Ho playing over like a crackly speaker. Sounds romantic.
And a big tropical drink in my hand and getting manual release from an
just
island
getting
girl.
A Hawaiian hand job. Yeah, that sounds fun.
Sounds fun.
One way to make Valentine's Day a little bit better is to go to adamandeve.com, our amazing sponsor here. There's an offer going on. There's a couple days left. Through Valentine's Day, you get 50% off just about any item. Go to adamandeve.com. You'll find 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and lots of DVDs. And with every order, you get a romance kit. That's a romance kit ensures special sexy time. If you just have a regular vibrator, you'll probably get to use it or use it on her or watch her use it. But you bust out that romance kit, you're gonna get freaky. You gotta admit, uh-huh. It's like that Digital Underground song.
Know your limits, industry. Though.
Yeah, you should probably look and see what's in the kit first before you just bust it out.
You need a certain
out.
Amount of game to bring out certain types of toys and tools.
Yeah,
That's why you should get several toys, and sort of varying levels of difficulty, and build up to the top end.
Well, and I think you need some familiarity with your partner's likes and dislikes. I wouldn't be busting out a butt plug if this is only the second date.
Yeah, and likes and dislikes are malleable. Remember that too.
That is true. So what is it?
The top end is butt plug, right?
Yeah, I would say. I would say that's the upper echelon.
Every girl's
sex
different,
toys.
But yeah.
So you get your romance kit plus free adult DVD and 50% and free shipping off your entire order. So go to adamandeve.com today for the special Valentine's Day offer. Just good through February 14th. 50% off one item, romance kit, free shipping when you use the offer code DIDDLE, DIDDLE. Wackerly, this is episode 264 here, Sick and Wrong. Quick recap of last week's show. We did three listener stories. Listener one sent a story about a paralyzed prison cavity search. Did not sound like a good time.
Wasn't in prison, right? It was in. He was just in.
Well,
the,
yeah, I guess
incarcerated
jail.
In jail.
A listener two sent a story about a mom who don't want no more back sassin. And listener three sent a story about a Rambo type man who slaughters sled dogs. Believe it or not, the mom who don't want no back sass ended up winning episode 263.
Now, why is it phrased like that? Because she was clearly a Midwestern soccer mom type.
I just feel like the term back sass, you kind of have to bust into a bonics when you use it.
You might be right.
You can't really be like, thou shalt not give me back sassing. It's got to be like, don't give me no back sass, bitch. But anyway, I was surprised. Mother kills her kids, and that wins the guy slaughters 20 fucking dogs, eyeballs hanging out of their faces, running around barking, climbing over their brother's bodies.
I think
it doesn't even win.
There was a reason for the dogs. They couldn't be fed, and the kids being shot in the face was just so unexpected.
Yeah,
that might be it.
So congratulations there, listener two. You won episode 263. People, you know the way Sick and Wrong works. Wacker and I present the most disturbing news items of the week. Audience votes, and the winner gets a Sick and Wrong care package. You can send your stories to Sick and Wrong Podcast at hotmail.com or send them via Facebook or through the Sick and Wrong forum. Well, Wackerly, we got a few good stories here. I think are they all Valentine's Day themed, or are we going to make them? I think these are all like somewhat Valentine's Day themed stories. So why don't I kick off episode 264 here with my first listener submission. So the first story here that was sent in for episode 264 was sent from David. He goes, "Hey guys, I love the podcast. This is my first submission, and I doubt it's up to your usual standards. I don't know where the other listeners come up with such great stories. Anywho, here's mine." Yeah, I like people
very humble, this guy.
Yeah, totally. I'm hoping he's over 50. I'm picturing an Andy Griffith type, because who else uses the term anywho?
Yeah.
You know, you got to be like at least a septuagenarian to be able to use that term.
And right. I think it's more Barney Fife than Andy Griffith, but
yeah. I guess it could be.
Our normal listener would be Otis, obviously.
DNA links man to semen and yogurt. I just think from the headline alone, I think this is up to our usual standards. Semen found in food. I think that is a qualifies for a sick and wrong story here. Mm-hmm. Story happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A 31-year-old Albuquerque man is accused of giving his semen disguised as a free yogurt sample. May face a battery charge for the incident. So, he dressed that semen up with a yogurt disguise. Pretty clever.
He was in a grocery store?
Yeah, he is a Sunflower Market employee. Apparently, Anthony Garcia gave his semen to a female customer, and it was disguised as a free yogurt sample. And police sources said the man may have tried the same thing at different Sunflower locations. So when they say disguised as a yogurt sample, I'm picturing something in like, what, a Dixie cup? Little paper cup.
Or those little plastic cups that they sometimes give you sort of pieces of fruit in.
But it's clever, though, because you'd think yogurt or pudding would conceal the taste and mask, and it has the same consistency.
How could you even tell the difference?
Yeah, I mean, it looks exactly alike. I'm assuming he probably just
too
came.
Salty?
I'm assuming he came in the yogurt sample and stirred it up a little bit and then gave it to her.
Now, I think that you only think that because you're a big fan of the stirring in process.
What are you saying? Just lay a little layer of cum on top, like a little bit of whipped cream?
No, I'm not
like
saying how I would do it. I'm not saying how I would do it. I'm just saying that the phrasing of the article makes it sound like he just jerked off into a cup and said, hey, this is yogurt, eat it.
Everybody would know. Anyone who's ever seen cum before would know, like, really? That's
that
yogurt.
Yellow
it
ass
smells like
watery
semen.
Yogurt?
Yeah.
It's not putting that in my mouth. Plus, it's warm.
It smells like my teenager's sock drawer. I'm not going to put this anywhere near my mouth. Yeah, and it's warm.
Right.
Which is disgusting. But yeah, I was thinking yogurt's a good route to go. Because like a carrot or like a chocolate chip cookie just wouldn't work. I mean, I think you'd have a more difficult time convincing them that this is icing. You know,
I was going to say icing would be actually kind of good. I mean, like a sugar cookie with a thin sugar icing glaze. That could be
A bunch of chunky cum on top of a Chips Ahoy.
Your cum is chunky?
Sometimes it's chunky if I don't drink
get
enough
that
juice.
Like that.
You know what would work? I think the best thing to do is Oreo cookie, unscrew it, cum inside of it, screw it back up, and be like, here you go. It's double stuffed.
Oh, yeah. Who would know?
Nobody would know. Well, maybe
it's
this
so
woman
delicious.
Would. Maybe this woman would, though, because Garcia offered this female customer a sample of what he said was Greek yogurt. So I'm thinking it's probably Greek yogurt. It sounds chunky, like feta cheese.
Yeah. It's the worst yogurt, in my opinion. I tried it once.
I think it's just pungent. But what's interesting about it, she tasted it and apparently immediately recognized semen and spat it out. So she, like, tasted this Greek yogurt. So even beyond the taste, the masking sensation of the Greek yogurt, she was just like, this is semen. That's basically saying, you're a slut. How do you know that? How can you distinguish the taste of semen so quickly?
She's like a wine expert, but instead of wine, it's for semen.
She's basically like, I've given a lot of blowjobs in my time, and I know the taste of semen.
Have you been eating Oreo cookies? I can taste it.
Okay, if you don't like that yogurt, here, how about this Oreo? It's a good thing she did, because police did a DNA test on the sample, and now Garcia faces a battery charge. I guess and other allegations have been waged against Garcia after this first victim accused him of passing off semen as yogurt.
Now, how do they, at this point, how do they prove that it was cum?
The DNA test.
I mean, what if he's just like, she's crazy? Oh, she saved it after
she
spit
it
out?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine she took it and then called the manager. They called the cops.
Oh, he's fucked.
And, you know, it's interesting. In fact, since there's tampering with the food, the FDA, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration officials, could now seek charges on top of the battery charges. So
yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't get. I'm surprised he's getting battery and not like poisoning or something. Well, I guess steaming isn't poison, so.
You know what? This kind of goes.
That sounds
this,
worse.
But this kind of goes with a rule that I personal rule I've always made for myself. I never try samples at supermarkets. I never do.
Yeah. Well, you have food phobias.
I don't think I have food phobias. You're making me sound like one of the Olsen sisters here. It's not that. If you've been to Costco and see they have like these booths set up and all the people are swarming the booths like fucking guppies. And it's just like hands are in there, and who knows, like those hands might have been touching assholes or taints or whatever it was that touched it. They touch the food, or they try something, put it back because they want a larger. I'm not going to put that in my mouth.
And then I'm not gonna stand in a giant queue for free food. But if I'm walking by, and there's a little, you know, some caviar and a cracker or something, I'm eating that shit.
So let's say you're walking by, and there's a man. Middle-aged, slightly balding, bit portly, just smiling, and he's offering you a Dixie cup full of, like, some new kind of mayonnaise. Are you going to be like, sir, I would love to try your honey mayonnaise in here?
I probably would, actually. Honey mayonnaise. I mean, I was thinking no, but then when you said honey mayonnaise, I got curious, and I probably would try it.
And then you'd be drinking his cum. That's exactly why I'm giving this story... Well, the fact that he only really did to a couple girls, I'm going to give this a 4.5. I think it's
what
disgusting.
I find is funny though. You don't eat all like fresh fruits and vegetables though. You eat a lot of like frozen vegetables, frozen packaged foods. So why are you so certain that there's people that work at the frozen food factory? They could be jizzing all over your peas and carrots there.
I could see, though. I could see the jizz. Like, when I microwaved it,
no,
there's,
couldn't.
Like, a thin coat of glaze on it. I would know that there
you
was
mean after,
semen
after
on my
after it's gone through
my
the freeze-drying process, and you've microwaved it with a little bit of water in the bowl, you really think you're going to be able to see the jizz at that point?
Who's going to jizz on the food when it's on an assembly line? It's the people that set
the
up
same
these
people,
samples.
The same people who jizz at this free sample table.
I
don't understand it anyways, and I think I've said this before. Having my semen go in some woman's mouth is not the erotic part. The erotic part is having her suck on my penis. I could care less if the cum goes in her mouth. I mean, it's nice if she swallows it, but, you know, or shoots it all over her face. It's more funny than anything. It doesn't turn me on. But the sucking on the penis and the balls, that's the part that feels good.
To create the semen, yes. I don't know. I mean, it's you can't define someone's fetish, or explain at least someone's fetish.
No, but I can criticize it.
Yeah. So on the Sick and Wrong Star scale, I'm giving this a 4.5. What are you giving it?
I give it a 3.5. It's gross, but this woman making a federal case out of it, you know, she should have demanded he was fired, and that led to that.
Well, I think part
now
of the thing
to
is
sue if, the sunflower market for like millions of dollars because she got some cum on her lips.
If I was
like,
a defense
on,
attorney,
the first time.
Well, if I was a defense attorney here, I would be like, "Yeah, how quickly did you discern the taste of semen? Oh, really? A couple seconds? Yeah. So this isn't the first time you had semen in your mouth.
Objection.
Is it that big of a deal?
Irrelevant. This isn't about her prior dick sucking abilities and experience.
I'm just saying she likes the taste of protein. So, Wacker, what do you have here for the second story, episode 264?
This is about, well, maybe this isn't anti-Valentine's Day, because it's about somebody being prevented love by the court. The court bans man with low IQ from having sex. And I keep trying
the
to find out
does.
Where this happened. It's somewhere in the United Kingdom, but I can't find the actual county or town anywhere here because I'm a poor reader.
God, you know, I'm trying to think. It's like I could think probably the majority of the country then must not be allowed to have sex.
Well, this guy has an IQ of 48.
Everyone outside of London.
This guy has an IQ of 48 and a, quote, moderate learning disability, which I find hard to believe. You know that Wendy the retard is on Howard Stern show? I think they tested her IQ and it was like 60. So if this guy's 48, he's got to be a real, like, drooling
mess. What's his name? Carl Pilkington?
No, they don't give his last name. It's just Alan, which is a funny name for a tard. The man, known only as Alan, should not be allowed to have sex with anyone on the grounds that he did not have the mental capacity to understand the health risks associated with his actions. So this is like the local government's making this decision, and it's kind of because he lives in a local government-sponsored sort of, you know, home for people with very low IQ and learning disabilities. He was
They tested the guy's IQ. They know it's pretty
48.
Low.
48.
But then
very
how is he
low.
Going out? I guess I'll wait and hear you read out the story, but how's he going out and meeting a sex partner? Is it another patient?
Yeah, it's another patient. He didn't go on Match.com.
Just, is there like a retard Match.com?
Occupation.
Extra dislikes. Chromosome Match.com.
Yeah. Tard Match. He lived in a home provided by the council, as I said, where he developed a sexual relationship with a man named Kieron. K-I-E-R-O-N.
Well, I think there you go. That answers a question a lot of listeners had. Are there gay retards? Apparently, there are.
And it seems like Alan has some extracurricular activities also. He was also accused of making lewd gestures at children in a dentist's surgery and on a bus.
Wait.
Although no police action were taken.
He was accused of making lewd gestures during a dentist surgery?
At a child. This is some, you know, United Kingdom English. In a dentist's surgery, which I just think means the dentist's office.
Oh, okay. So he's in the dentist's office and he's making lewd gestures, huh?
Right. Where I assume he's grabbing his crotch and beating off in the waiting room.
Maybe he's jacking off in the fluoride and seeing if the kid wants some.
Don't cross over the stories. I hate that fluoride shit. I, you know, people talk about the drill and, you know, they jamming all the shit in your mouth and getting the filling and the flossing and the scraping. I fucking hate that fluoride shit. And you don't even have to do it after a certain age. It's only when you're young and, you know, vulnerable, right?
That's why I don't like male dentists.
Because the fluoride?
Yeah, no, because you don't know what can be in that fluoride. And dentists, by their very profession, are perverts.
You treat your mouth like a Catholic nun treats her vagina. Like, oh, nothing can go in it. It's just an orifice of your body, dude. It's not, you know, some sacred hole.
Well, actually, I'm just saying that a lot of people are surreptitious about what they, like, hide their feces in, hide their semen in, hide their vaginal... their vaginal secretions in. I just know that someone's fucking with my food or my fluoride. I'm not taking any chances.
I think that's a syndrome. I don't think it's a realistic fear.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
And what about
like
the whole thing
dentists.
where like 10 spiders a year crawl into your mouth while you're sleeping? Do you care about that?
Yeah, no, I worry about
on
that.
Average.
I don't lose sleep over it, but I worry about it.
I think we need to have aversion therapy. Where I'm just going to shove shit in your mouth, like little pieces of dog poo, and we're going to, it'll be clamped open like Alex in A Clockwork Orange with his eyes, but it'll just be your mouth, and you'll be strapped into a chair. I mean, I'm not going to put like whole logs of dog shit in there, but just little pieces.
Is this one of your fantasies? Is this one of your fantasies?
Maybe this is what I'd like to be doing on Valentine's Day in a perfect world, okay?
Yeah, I kind of picture you doing that on Valentine's Day, but with like a mannequin that looks like me.
Well, maybe I will be doing that. I don't know. How what's the lead time on getting a mannequin with your likeness?
I just picture you drawing like on a paper plate with a marker or something.
That might be easier to obtain.
Putting like a Brillo pad for the hair.
Right.
Yeah, that works.
We're just going to start with bacon and work our way up to semen. It'll be like a voodoo doll. Maybe you'll be cured remotely.
Yeah, who knows?
Of your condition. Mr. Justice Moisten. I like Moisten better. And I guess he's not a judge. I think his first name is Justice. He highlighted the fact that the court cannot prevent people from merely making unwise decisions, although they should be able to. And that a simple test can be carried out to see if a person is capable of consenting to sex based on the act itself rather than the proposed partner. That was a whole lot of bullshit. I don't know why I highlighted it. Didn't really mean anything. The judge says, oh, he is a judge, and his name is Justice. I don't know. The judge
says, I think his title is Justice. They probably just don't have his first name.
But they call him Mr. Justice.
So, you know, that's the thing. They wear fucked up wigs over there. Mr. Yeah. Justice. They call barristers instead
Mr.
of lawyers.
President. We have Mr. President. So maybe we do that here, too.
I don't know. I think it's one of those weird slimy things.
Well, we have Mr. President, though, so.
Yeah, that's a weird
he's
yank thing.
He's a black man from Kenya. The judge said it requires an understanding and awareness of the, quote, mechanics of the act. That there are health risks involved and that sex between a man and a woman may lead to pregnancy.
Okay, well, pregnancy. What's the mechanic? Is he like, I need to decipher the mechanics of retard butt sex?
If they don't understand the mechanics, then there's no problem, right? If the guy's rubbing his cock on the other dude's foot or something, who cares?
I don't know. I mean, I just said dick goes in butthole. Like, how much more do you need to figure out? Do you need to watch it? I mean, I don't see much ambiguity there. It's just dick butthole, you know?
Well, here was Alan. Okay, let's compare it. Because here's what Alan thinks, according to a psychiatrist. Alan believes that babies were delivered by a stork or found under a bush. Well, which is it, Alan? I guess sometimes the stork leaves it under a bush. And he also believed that sex could give you spots or measles. It's pretty close there.
Actually, he's not that far off base with that one.
I think it was Jeffrey who called gonorrhea, like, your dick having a sore throat.
Yeah, yeah, and I've heard him refer to the gonorrhea as like, oh, I got a case of the gagas again.
Does Lady Gaga know about this?
Again, huh? Yeah. That's why I said, I was like, what are you, listening to Lady Gaga? You know, like a Lady Gaga listening kick? He's like, no, I have gonorrhea. I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to go home.
Dinner conversation with Jeff.
Done.
So I don't know. Like I said, he must understand the mechanics because he was bumming a guy or getting bummed. And is he only prevented from bumming people, or is, I guess probably all of it's out, right?
I think any kind of sexual like act he's probably banned from.
Right. But here's the funny thing, is the judge wants Alan to undergo or to be subject or whatever, to be made available to him sex education in the hope that he can gain the capacity to have sex. So he can pass his little test. Like, he wants Alan to know about the sex the health risks and where the babies come from and the mechanics of the act. I mean, they're going to show him a lot of porno.
Does the justice know that he's got a 48 IQ? I mean, I kind of agree in a sense. It's like, you don't want this guy breeding.
Right. I don't know. Maybe he thinks he's a member of the royal family or something.
Yeah, that could be. A lot of incest going on there.
Right, that was an inbred royal family joke.
Have you seen their teeth? They
no,
define
but have you seen,
an
have
English
you seen the
smile.
New girl? What's up with the new princess? Is she a royal family member by some removed relation or something? Because she seems pretty hot.
No, she's hot. She's definitely hot. I think she's obviously marrying for the fame and the fortune, but
why is he allowed to marry her without any fanfare? Or is that just not a big deal after Princess Diana?
I think it's not a big deal, but I'll bet you dollars to donuts, their kid is either ginger or retarded or both. Offspring, I think, will be ginger, retarded, or both.
What? If you win, I get a donut, or I give you a dollar? Or if I lose, I lose a dollar?
I never understand
this dollars to donuts bet.
You give me donuts, I give you dollars. That's the thing. But if I win, I get dollars.
What's the price of a donut today? How big of a donut are we talking about? There's that place in San Francisco that makes those, like, foot diameter donuts.
I just want a regular chocolate donut. I'm not looking for a fucking bear claw here, Wackily. No, I'm just saying it's your dollars to my donuts. All right.
We've done this bit before. Let's move on.
And we still don't understand. All right. So what happened to this retard?
It's not even a bit. I really don't get it.
What happened to this retard?
Oh, that was the end. He's not allowed to have sex until he gets sex education. And, you know, he only has a couple more days. I think he's going to miss this Valentine's Day. I think he's going to be alone and sexless. Although he could take his boyfriend out for a just, you know, platonic Valentine's Day date. What about that wasn't even on your list. What about take your friend zone girl that you, like, want to be fucking but aren't? Like, take her out, you know?
I think that's
almost, buy her a dinner and then drop her off and you don't even get a fucking kiss.
I think that's sadder than just watching RedTube and jerking off all night on Valentine's Day. That's just like, okay, I'm going to go pay $80 for some blue balls. This is going to be awesome.
I didn't say it was a good option. I just said it was an option.
So, you know, this story brings up an interesting point, actually. I disagree with the English judicial system when it comes to sentencing murderers or rapists. I feel that they always, we've talked about it. I feel that their punitive sentencing is light. I think people get off with like a couple years when they should be in there for in prison for at least 25 years.
You know what I've heard, though, since we've done a bunch of those stories in a row, that their mental health hospitals, like if you become declared crazy, it is really hard to get out. Like and the I think it was a
like
story
Bronson,
on
the movie Bronson.
Well, I think I heard about it on a This American Life episode. Some dude he battered some guy, he punched him in the face, and he was a young kid, like 17, and just making dumb decisions. Said, well, if they think I'm nuts, then they can't send me to jail. And so he pretended he was nuts, and they're like, okay, you're nuts. You won't go to jail. You're gonna go to this bug hatch, like. Bedlam, you know, insane asylum
mental
or something.
Ward.
Yeah, and he's been in there for like 25 years. Like he keeps saying, like, look, I'm totally sane, and they're like, oh, that's what a crazy person would say. You know, they all think they're sane, and he just cannot convince them that he's not nuts.
But what I'm saying is that I feel that they tend to let criminals off light when it comes to sentencing, right. But. And so I disagree with that, but I completely agree with their stance on retards and retards having sex. I feel like in this country, we should do intelligence tests and then say, you know what, I'm sorry, but you got to be castrated. And I know we've talked about this before, but we have too many retards breeding in this country. And at least in the UK, they do something right over there. They're like, you know what?
What's the cutoff?
Well,
IQ.
I'm just saying, a 48 IQ, they should not be allowed to have sex. And I completely agree.
But he's not breeding. He's having butt sex with another man.
Yeah, but that once again, I mean, that dude doesn't know what butt sex is. He thinks a stork delivers babies. Obviously, this other man's like, sweet, I could totally get laid and there's going to be no protestation here. This guy's just going to, like, just, I'm getting basically asked for free. Like, I think my brother...
Yeah.
I think
hey, that's just coming to mind here.
I think my brother probably would have a difficult time getting laid in England, being that retards aren't allowed to have sex.
Yeah. Now, this new mandate is really putting a cramp in his travel plans.
All I'm saying in conclusion here is that I think the UK judicial system does something right when it comes to retards breeding. It's like at least
but they're
they,
not
they
breeding.
Put their...
You maybe you need to be put in the sex ed class. You understand that having butt sex with another man
is not going
to lead to breeding.
They said though, they were talking about that. There's a law that they have a committee that decides. It's like, you know what? You don't understand the mechanics of sex. I'm not talking about homosexual sex. I'm talking about heterosexual sex here.
Oh right.
But
well,
they said you know, there's a law, a committee that actually goes in through and decides whether or not. This person has the mental capability to understand the mechanics of sex and then to actually understand that someone can get pregnant. And they're like, no, he's got a 48 level IQ, so you're cut off from having sex. And I agree with that. I totally do.
But if I guess the only reason I'm making a big deal about this is because you said castration. And I wonder if you're castrated, is he allowed to have sex? I mean, just to rub his penis on things? Can you get a boner if you're castrated? It's probably difficult.
All right, you know what? I take it back. I feel, okay, the retards in England should be allowed to have butt sex or whatever kind of sex. They just shouldn't be allowed to breed. That's my whole thing.
Oh,
they should be, you know, they should have vasectomies. Mandatory vasectomies if your IQ is under 80.
Well, you can chemically castrate people.
Chemically castrate. Whatever it is, they're just not allowed to breed. I don't care if they're fucking having butt sex. I mean, butt sex doesn't hurt anybody.
Hand jobs?
Hand jobs, those are
snowballing?
Fine. Snowballing, that's totally cool. As long as I just know I won't buy yogurt from them.
I wouldn't take a yogurt sample from a retarded person.
So on the sick and wrong star scale, I actually totally agree with this law. I don't think it's all that sick or all that wrong. I'm going to give this story a 2.5.
What about the but score it just based on the fact that he was bumping backsides with this other disabled man.
Okay, another disabled man. All right, you know what? I'm going to bump that up to a 3 because I don't even want to visualize that.
I give it a 3.5.
All right.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone.
Are you drunk? Are you horny? Call the Sick and Wrong Hotline. 206-666-3846.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 ring.
So the third listener submission here was sent in by Sarah via Facebook.
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah just sent it. She didn't even send.
Is this the girl who uses us to screen and filter potential boyfriends?
I don't know if that's the same Sarah or not. She just sent it through my email here. Teenager saved brother's life the night before killing him. High Court in Glasgow says that Dean Haddo, will be sentenced next month. A teenager who saved his half-brother's life one night and then killed him the next has been detained for 4 years and 3 months. Four years and 3 months. That's all he got there for killing his half-brother.
Well, maybe he had a good reason.
Okay,
plus, he saved him. I mean, aren't you illegally allowed to kill him? Like, I saved you. The only reason you're here is because I saved your life. I can do whatever I fucking want with you now.
Yeah, you know, you'd think that would be the law over there, but no, apparently
not. Isn't that Jewish law in the Talmud?
So Dean Haddo here, 17 years old, admitted the culpable homicide of Stephen Gormley, his half-brother, at their flat in Cambuslang, which is somewhere
Haddo
in Scotland.
Haddo and Gormley?
Yep, Haddo and Gormley. apparently, Haddo had resuscitated his brother when he became unwell and stopped breathing. I think there was some Scottish CPR going on there, which basically means just like lifting up the kilt and sitting on his face. And it's like the shock of it all. Just, looking under that kilt would wake the dead.
Why don't you stuff a haggis up his bum?
But the next night, apparently he kicked and punched the 32-year-old to death after he made jibes about his dead baby. You know,
Haddo's dead baby, I take it.
Yeah, Gormley was making jokes here about Haddo's dead baby. You know, I got to say, there's a time and a place for dead baby jokes. And this sounds like it was a bit too soon. I think it was a bit too soon.
There's dead baby jokes, then there's your dead baby jokes, you know.
Yeah,
that's dead jokes.
You could tell the baby in a blender joke, you know. You could tell that many times, but if it was your baby that I put in a blender and your baby just died in a blender incident, I'd be pretty upset.
That would not be a 5-star joke at that point.
No, I could see someone getting upset. So I guess the night before what had actually happened is his brother had started having breathing problems and just completely stopped breathing. Haddo called up 999 operators and resuscitated his brother once he became unwell. The following night, however, this is the very next night, so he had brought the dude back from the dead, saved his life, and the next night, this fucking ingrate started making jokes about Haddo having fathered a child who just died.
Yeah.
I would love to hear what these jokes were. And they never print the jokes. We don't know what the jokes were. I'd love to hear the punchline. This infuriated Haddo. I guess he was not a fan of the dead baby jokes.
No.
I kind of wonder.
Not after his own baby died.
I wonder if they're kind of one of those like Benny Hill type of things, or Red Fox just telling like those 1950s kind of jokes. You know, like they always tell about their wives, but it's just this dead baby's just a dead baby joke punchline. Or do you think it was more of like a Jerry Seinfeld kind of observation type dead baby joke?
Oh, I see where you're going with this. Yeah. More, is it more Catskills humor or, the, or 1980s stand-up humor?
That's why I wonder, like, what his material was.
I don't think the people of Scotland have progressed with their stand-up up to the 1980s observational humor yet. I think they're and don't write in and tell me about the great Scottish comedians. I'm talking about the general populace of Scotland. Right?
Who's that one Scottish comedian that they all find
Billy
so funny?
Something?
Yeah, who's just not funny.
And, he's all right funny.
I don't even like this Craig Ferguson. I don't think that guy's funny either.
He's all right. But like I'm saying, I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about the guys down at the pub making dead baby jokes.
Yeah, the ones who are actually
they're
eating
not like,
haggis.
You knew, you knew what they say about dead babies. What's so strange about it? Is it dead? How did it get dead? It was just born. And now it's dead. It's crazy. It's not a joke like that.
No, I bet you it was just a very basic. I don't think there's any kind of philosophical ramblings here. I just think it was probably just basic and very degrading and very insulting. And so this caused Haddo to punch Gormley in the face several times. He fell on the ground, and then his brother stomped him on the back of his head.
Oh, the curb job.
Yep.
Did they invent that in England?
I think they did invent the curb
Scotland?
In England. Yeah.
They invented all the good moves over there, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the barbarians are from, right? It's like, that's where everyone learned to fight. Well,
the druids, yeah.
The druids, yeah. No, I've seen Braveheart. That's where those big men in dresses running with a Highlander, remember? The fights that they used to have in there?
Right.
Gormley did not try to fight back during the attack, but he did try to cover his head with his hands. When Haddo later left the flat, the victim was no longer moving or speaking and was covered in blood. When quizzed by police, Haddo said, "I never tried to murder him. It's the last thing I would do. I don't know what happened. I just went off my head and couldn't stop myself."
This is like an Irvine Welsh novel.
Yeah, no, it doesn't sound
That's
like
what
that?
I'm picturing now.
Yeah.
Picture that instead of... You know, guys in kilts and with bagpipes and stuff.
Yeah,
and it starts to make more sense.
I kind of picture Spud from Trainspotting getting stomped. I kind of picture Mr. Gormley to look like Spud and the dude that did the ass kicking to look like the guy with the blonde hair.
Ewan McGregor or Sick Boy?
Sick Boy. That's what I think. Right. I think Sick Boy. Or maybe
I just saved your fucking life last night and now I'm killing you. It's crazy. I'm going to go do some heroin.
Sentencing him, Judge Lord Matthews said, "This is a very tragic case involving the death of your half-brother, a young man with whom you had formed a good relationship with."
In Scotland, that's good.
Yeah, define a good relationship. Making
In Scotland,
jokes about,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Okay, making jokes about dead babies, like, I'm going to make jokes about your stillborn, and then getting my head stomped till I die. That's a good relationship? Now, what's a bad relationship in Scotland?
Yeah, that's when you don't joke around at all. You just smash her in the face.
Just no words I say or sentence I pass will ever change that. And he only got 4 years. So on the Sick and Wrong star scale, pretty tragic that his baby died, and then this guy was making fun of it, and then he killed his brother. But I think the...
Well, no,
the...
you left out the fact that he saved his life, then he killed his brother. That's the hook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the fact that he saved his life, and then he died, and then he killed him the next night.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give that a 4.75.
Yeah, I give it a 5. It's all pretty right. Unique amongst the Sick and Wrong canon.
Definitely. Well, we'll see what the listening audience has to say about that. People, go vote, sickandwrongpodcast.com. You can decide who won episode 264. Well, Wackerly, we are nearing the end of the show. We got a few phone calls. The Sick and Wrong hotline, 206-666-3846 is that number.
I love the call section.
Yep. Call and emails. Before we get to that, another word from our sponsor, Adam and Eve. People, Valentine's Day just around the corner. Go to adamandeve.com right now. You get 50% off any item. With every order, you get a free romance kit and a free adult DVD, and they even throw in free shipping. So this offer is only good through February 14th. So get 50% off one item, free romance kit, free shipping, when you enter the offer code DIDDLE. D-I-D-D-L-E. Can't forget that offer code. So, Wackerly, we received a number of phone calls here in the Sick and Wrong Hotline. We should get through these things right now. 206-666-3846 is that number. So, let's play call number one here. I think it's a sort of a My Two Cents question.
Hey, Sick and Wrong. Got a bit of a dilemma here. I got a friend I've known since kindergarten. I mean, we've been, like, through thick and thin all together. But never really knew too much about his family. And I kind of found out why.
You know what's interesting about this? How could you know somebody since kindergarten and never know too much about their family? Wouldn't you have seen, I mean, that long? That's a long fucking time to know somebody.
Well, you know, what does he mean by doesn't know too much? He might know their names and what they look like, but not, you know, their history. I think that's what he's saying. Plus, is this John Edwards?
It sounds a lot like John Edwards. Well, let's find out.
Okay. Admitted to me that he told me his mom's name, and anyway, also told me that she used to be a porn star. And being a really great friend, I immediately looked up his mom on the internet, and found she was a really smoking hot porn star during the late 80s, early 90s. And saying her name for obvious reasons. And, I mean, I know this guy ain't lying, because, I mean, you can tell from looking at him. They got similar-looking noses, eye color, everything. Now, here's my question. What... How do I put this?
Dude, he's really been thinking about this. I mean, he's trying to phrase it properly. This is something he's been ruminating about this. All right, let's see what he has to ask.
Would it be okay? What's your opinion on fapping to her? I mean, seriously, it's really bugging me.
I love this image of hearing
drop dead gorgeous
John Edwards say fap. Why can't I fap whenever I want?
Why must you fap to this? There are people starving out there, and you're just at home fapping to this.
Starving children with no internet have to fap to the ladies' lingerie ads. Why?
All right, let's see.
She's my best friend's mom. Yeah. Awkward. Okay, well... Bye.
Is that Jesus? Nice pause that was
kind of an awkward ending. It was just kind of like we're sitting here. Okay, are you going to say one more thing? Like maybe love the show or please answer my question or whatever. It was just bye.
That was I regret making this call. Now everybody knows my voice and can completely recognize me.
I think he's really distraught. I think that right there. I think that was...
Well, he's obviously from the Bible Belt, so things like questions like this carry more weight.
Yeah, definitely. Then I mean, because you asked me this question, I'm like, I don't see anything wrong.
No,
with
hell
having...
yes, it's awkward, and that's what makes it hot.
Dude, I don't even care if your mom's a porn star. I think if there are naked pictures of your mom on the internet, I'm talking about you, Lance Wackerly, your mom on the internet and I saw it, I think I would jerk off to it just to do it.
Oh, if I found out that your mom was a porn star and like it was lunchtime at work, I would take the rest of the day off so I could go home and jerk off immediately.
Totally.
I wouldn't be able to wait.
When it's just like you'd leave a sign on your door instead of like gone fishing, gone baiting.
Yeah.
Just found out my friend's mom is a porn star.
Is that a sick day or is that a vacation day?
Vacation.
What's in the employee manual? In the Sick and Wrong employee manual, it's a sick day.
I think that's an excused absence, if you ask me.
I'm taking care of a biological function. My balls are full of semen.
But seriously, dude, what did you think since kindergarten? It's like, wow, your mom's kind of hot. Like,
she obviously has to still sort of look like a porn star, right? You can't get rid of that look. So
yeah, I mean, I bet you she's probably, middle-aged right now and probably still has a pretty decent body.
No, even if she's fat, you could still just look at somebody's face and they're like, you sucked a lot of dick on camera, didn't you?
You know what?
Yes. Would
kind
you
of
like
on a
lemon square?
On a
I don't know
slight,
why she has an English accent now.
On a slight tangent here, you see a lot of women like that down here in Southern California, I've noticed. Like, just going to,
you're
a trader...
next to the porn valley.
San yeah, but Fernando. You see the porn stars that did a bit of porn back in the 80s, but now, you know, I don't know, they sell Mary Kay or they're kind of batshit crazy, but yet they still kind of dress sort of slutty, and you look at them, like, we were in Trader Joe's the other day, and I'm sitting there, and this lady in front of me, still tan, pretty good body. She's like maybe, it had to be mid-50s. And you're looking at her, God, you know, you actually look pretty decent. Then I was thinking about it, like, I bet you she probably was a porn star from the 80s.
I heard a lot of them do go into real estate.
I don't know. You know, that would be an interesting documentary. The post post career, like post porn stars careers.
Right.
You know, I wonder where that happened. But
get
you
on that.
You see a lot of them. So, but in answer to your question there, Duder, I don't think there's anything wrong with masturbating to your friend's mom in general. And if she's a porn star, well, then all the better. At least she's hot when you get to masturbate to her.
You
want to see some disgusting
camel
toe.
And then you tell him about it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Be like, dude, I was watching one of your mom's scenes. God, she can really suck a dick.
Man, I didn't know a woman's butthole could stretch so far open. But it really did.
Which hole did you come out again?
Yeah.
All right. Call number two here.
Hey, Dean Lance. It's the Mile High Monster, a.k.a. Nat from Denver. It's my 21st birthday today. Just got back from the bar. I was hoping you guys could give me a shout out. I know it's kind of crazy, but I totally just like crap my pants. If you guys would give me a shout out on the show, big fan. Been listening for like 3-4 years now. Definitely have influenced my life, but nothing really sick or wrong, just drinking habits. Anyways, keep it up. Keep it sick and wrong. Matt from Denver, signing out.
You know, Wackily, you sometimes wonder, it's like, you know, you'll get a bunch of emails every now and then. You get those fat paychecks from AdamandEve.com. Then you get a phone call like this. And this is why I do the show, you know? I feel gratified. I feel personally fulfilled that I influenced Nat from Denver's life in some way. We influenced his drinking habits. So then in some fashion, in some way, we actually inspired him to get drunk and shit his pants.
I don't think he's saying he shit his pants.
I think he shit his pants.
I think I'm an expert at interpreting slurs because I speak that language myself. I think he said, if you give me a shout out, I will shit my pants. So right now, as he's hearing this, he's shitting his pants.
I completely disagree. I think he said, you guys should give me a shout out because I just shit my pants.
Well, if the shout out's due to him shitting his pants, I'm going to need some description of the event. I mean, what led up to it? What did you eat before you went drinking?
What did you want to see?
When
his
did you realize
drawers?
You had shit in your pants in the bar? Yeah, and I want to see.
Were you
take
eating
a
Mexican
picture with
food?
Your phone. Yeah.
Yeah,
does it look like Indian food now?
I don't need that much detail. I actually kind of like the idea of this guy going on his 21st birthday and really celebrating. When I was like most Americans, I got really, really hammered on my 21st birthday and ended up puking, I think, all over the bathroom. But I didn't shit my pants. This dude went one step further. Yeah, no, yeah. I know it's very pedestrian, very common. But this guy went one step further, you know? I feel like he's really living his life. So, yeah, you know
I
what?
I think that's the third step. I think pissing yourself is the second step, and shitting yourself is the third step.
Is the third step. So, on that note, shout out there. Happy birthday there, Nat from Denver, and good luck with those shitty pants.
Right. Don't sleep in them. Yeah. Take them off before you go to bed. That's learn from experience.
What I say, whenever I've shat my pants, you just throw them away. Throw the pants away. Throw the shitty underwear away. You don't want your girlfriend to find it. You don't want your sister to find it. You don't want the dog to find it. Just throw it away.
Even if it's your favorite pair of drain pipes?
I'm sorry. Those drain pipes are soiled. Never going to be the same again.
They can be washed out. What if you have access to a hose, a fire hose?
So here's the third caller from, and this was interesting, actually. Here's the third caller.
Lance D, it's Landong from the forum. Like to thank y'all for keeping it the whole 5 years. Listening a lot between schoolwork and working. Well, anyways, I'd also like to thank you for Adam and Eve's diddle. I'm 16 in high school, and Adam and Eve is discreet. So I go around my high school, you know, hey, you need condoms, you need dildos, you need vibrators. Well, being Valentine's Day, it's gotten a lot. Ended up having to buy around the high school. I guess I'm a dealer now. Thanks, guys.
Dude, this guy's a dildo dealer.
That's a new occupation.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
this is Obama's into this guy. He's creating new industries.
Well, this guy's just like, he's like a middleman for minors. It's like, you know, minors need dildos too. Instead of stealing them from their parents, which is kind of gross.
Unless
your parents are a porn star.
Facilitates.
This guy actually, you facilitate some getting a dildo.
Yeah, don't shove a shampoo bottle up your vagina. Get a real dildo.
Or a carrot or something.
Make a little bit of profit off of it. I think I had to order like 75 condoms, 2 dildos, 4 cock rings, and some vibrators.
Wait.
Keep it up.
Hit pause. This dude just fucking outed himself. No guy in high school is buying a cock ring. This is fucking bullshit. I was totally buying it. The condoms, totally. Like, kids don't want to go to the drugstore and buy condoms because their, you know, rabbi might be standing behind them or the rabbi's wife. You know, I could see girls wanting vibrators and not being able to get a credit card to go online and buy it for themselves. But he's not selling cock rings. He went too far.
Wackerly, you know what?
He probably is in high school, though, because a guy who was older than high school would realize to rein it in a little bit with his bullshit story.
Wait, how many cock rings did he say he bought?
He said 4 cock rings, like 4 different guys. I can even see, okay, like one dude's like doesn't even know about anything and thinks like, well, my cock ring makes me stay hard forever. I'm going to get a cock ring. Maybe one guy, like maybe even a gay guy who's like more advanced sexually or something, but like he just like throws in cock rings. Come on.
You know, I had heard of cock rings at that young age, but I don't think I'd ever experienced one. I don't think I'd ever seen one at that time. I don't think I would buy one, but who knows? I mean, you never know. And I'm willing to suspend my disbelief for this guy. I have this like this mental image of this kid wearing a trench coat and just opening it up and just got like lined with dildos and vibrators and cock rings and condoms and lube. He's like, "What you need? I got it."
No, it's a great story. I agree with that. I just think it's bullshit because since he threw in cock rings.
You know, Wackily, there are some kids out there that are sexually adventurous these days, you know?
Why do you need a cock ring?
It's not 1993.
When you're in high school, you can blow your load and be at full erection like 1 minute later. Nobody needs a cock ring.
Yeah, I guess they I imagine a cock ring is a bit superfluous.
I used to beat off like
there,
20 times a day when I was in junior high. No cock ring required.
I think maybe it's, but I'm willing just to suspend my disbelief. Let's see what else he has to say here.
And also, what happened to Trucker Paul? Or, you know, fuck Trucker Paul. What about, like, his kid, Big Mac or whatever? Where's he at? Anyways. All right, well, keep it sick. Keep it twisted. Just kidding. Movie. Yeah. Whatever. Fuck y'all. All right, keep it sick. Keep it wrong. Peace.
There's the dildo dealer there. I kind of like the idea of that.
I definitely like the idea. I mean, plus, he's going to be getting laid a lot because, you know, these single girls, and he's got to get past that whole high school thing where you only want to fuck the cool popular chicks. Like, if he really dealt dildos to all these lonely girls, like the 5s, 6s, and 7s, you know, on the 10 scale, and then he could fuck them also, it would be amazing.
Yeah, you know, I think that all this guy needs is, I mean, I would almost, what I would try to do is branch out a little bit, get a little bit of ecstasy or something in there. Although,
facing federal drug charges, which I don't think he is now.
Yeah, just being a condom dealer, although that would be great if he was busted.
Yeah,
by
no, you got to specialize. Leave the drugs to the drug dealers. Just specialize in your sex toy and keep using the diddle term when you order your supplies and we'll get half the profit.
I just wondered, like, how much of a variety he's really offering. I heard the cock rings and the condoms, but do you think he's got, like, the rabbit vibrators, the nipple clamps, the anal beads, you know, a fleshlight for the big spenders?
Yeah. Fleshlight, I would have believed. Anal beads, I would have been even like, oh, yeah, kids love the anal beads now. But the cock ring thing, I don't know. Yeah,
get your dildos. I got your dildos here. Get your dildos. Step right up. What kind of dildo
do you buddy,
have?
You want to buy a dildo?
So Trucker Paul, we had him call in not that long ago. He's doing well, actually, isn't he?
Stop drinking. That's why he doesn't make his wacky calls.
Stop drinking. He lost some weight. I think he's doing well for himself.
Subscribe to Trucker Paul's YouTube page. It's quite entertaining.
And personally, I actually think it's a good thing that Mini Trucker Paul doesn't listen to this show.
He's too young.
I think we were doing something. I think we were warping his childhood. I was glad when the kid stopped calling and telling us to fuck off or talking about dildos and Adam and Eve. I was like, you know what? You're four. Right. You know, or how old he was.
Eight.
So. Eight or whatever it was. So I don't know. But anyway, yeah, the dildo dealer here called back.
Oh, really?
He called back here, part two.
Hey, it's Landog again. By the way, this goes out to Lance. Y'all might be commenting, how can a 16-year-old sell sex toys? It's pretty easy. Come from a place where it's not much to do but have sex and drink. And when it comes down to it, Lance, how's your sex life? I'm 16 and I've been laid 16 times. Since January 1, just been home.
Don't ask me direct questions through the fucking the drunk dial line, please. It's creepy.
He just says you've been owned, Lance. Is that owned
really?
Pwned?
I think pwned is one of those words that you don't pronounce. You just type.
Okay.
And you sound kind of like a dickhead when you say it.
I'm going to say both because... although that's a pretty sweeping statement for this kid to say. Were you really owned by this kid just now? Was that an owning, a poning, or whatever you want to call it?
I think he owned himself because people who are above 16 don't count the number of times they get laid. You might. He didn't say he was laid by 16 different women, which that's a legitimate point of counting. You know, he probably had sex with his girlfriend 16 times.
Yeah, no, he just said
which is more than I have since January 1. Yes, but. Anyway,
or maybe you did get out. There's a bitterness coming across here, but yeah, no, I okay. That's the thing. It's like he probably had a girlfriend, got laid 16 times. But when you're a kid, though, back then, you do count the number of times that your penis has been in a vagina. I mean, Jesus, I should hope someone who's been in a relationship has been laid more than 16 times since January 1.
But not the other thing when you're a kid of 16 is you can't just fuck whenever you want because you can't fuck in each other's parents' house. You've got to find times when the parents are gone or maybe fuck in somebody's car.
So that's probably why it stands out, and I think it has more weight. I think you notice it more.
Right. Every time is so special as you blow your load after 3 minutes of furious pumping.
Yeah, kid, wait till you get to college.
Oh, that was so good, baby.
I like the cut of this guy's jib. I think he's going to go places, this kid. He's industrious. He's got business savvy. He knows he's getting a discount, makes a little bit of a profit dealing dildos. And the sex toys probably help him, enable him to get laid. You know, I think this guy, I like where he's going with this. He's an industrious kid.
In 10 years, he's going to be the CEO of RJR Nabisco.
I think he's going to be the next Girls Gone Wild guy. He's going to have...
That guy's a dickhead. Isn't he in jail?
Yeah, but I see this guy going on. I think he's going to be a porn monger, flesh monger. But I think it's he sounds like a young Larry Flint to me, this kid.
How you doing?
So ride that rocket, Landog. I think you're going to be going places. I say 10 years from now, he's going to be snorting cocaine off a chick's huge fake titty. And he's going to be in his hot tub in his house in Beverly Hills.
I think fake tits are going away.
Are they?
I don't think they're going to be around in a couple more years.
All right.
If you watch porn online, the only the older porn stars have big fake tits. Most of the new ones, even the ones that have small tits, just have the normal small tits.
Okay, let me retract that statement. He's going to be snorting coke off of her ass implant because they still are getting
that's
those.
That's probably coming. I think everybody's going to have small tits, big ass implants, and huge furry bushes in 5 years. That's
yeah, I bet you. It gives us a lot to look forward to. People, call the Sick Wrong Hotline, 206-666-3846. We do always love to hear what you have to say. We got time for one email, actually quite an interesting email that was sent to us a couple weeks ago. I neglected to get to it till now. This was sent in by Michael. He says, check out this forum, bigguts.com/forum. It's bigguts.com/forum. Fatties supporting other fatties to become fatter. You Americans, oh God. Sent in by Michael. You know what? You should. I think we were talking about feeders a long time ago, where dudes that feed fat chicks. This is just like dudes that just admire the size of their ever-growing guts, like their girth, just getting bigger. And it's other dudes that are into guys. Like, I think it's just a site for bears, like a dudes that are into big, heavy men. And they just encourage it. And they're like, what, you know, and I looked at the site. It's not really naked pictures, maybe pictures of the guy's shirt off, but it's mainly like detailing how much I ate today. And it's insane. Like, the guy's like, yeah, I've finally raised myself up to 15,000 calories a day. And you're like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck do you eat? And they have a list of everything that they've eaten. It is mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, I imagine it's kind of a fetish. I'm sure these guys get off on this. But they'll have these pictures of, you know, the progression of their guts just getting, their whole body's getting bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where it's like, I mean, these dudes are, you know, their objective is to be 950 pounds. Yeah, it's
way to go.
Yeah, it's amazing. So go check it out. Bigguts.com/forum. Thank you, Michael, for sending that in.
Is there a ladies section?
Yeah, I think there's both. There's a man and a males with big guts and females with big guts, and I think there's admirers of both parts. Also, people, now's the time to go sign up for the Sick and Wrong forum. I think there's like 900 people on there right now. A lot of action going on, a lot of nudity, a lot of titties. I just recently posted the Tila Tequila sex tape. I was surprised. Not that many people even responded to it.
It's disgusting.
You know, it was horrifying. How many seconds did you get into it? How much did you watch of it?
Probably less than 2 seconds, maybe even less than one. Just one look at her gross fucking, like, boobs, her bad boob job, immediately shut it off.
Yeah, but there were some other, the porn star that was, like, giving her oral sex, she was kind of hot, and you get to see some other naked girls.
I didn't get to that part.
But there was a part, though, like, I think it was, like, midway through, I watched the whole thing numerous times. But midway through, there's a part where she's, like, flexing with her vagina, like,
really
doing, yeah, making it like contract and just move, and it's really, really creepy, really, really weird.
Why watch that? Tell me the times when all the good stuff happens.
I would say it was like a minute and 40 into it. It's just like her vagina's contracting. She's like, yeah, watch my clit speak, and the girl's like, wow, I can see it speak, and it's like you're looking at it, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, she's got like crazy Kegel muscles. She can like make it like come out of it like the alien in Aliens, like its face would come
out. I was gonna
out.
Say, does it look like that thing from Dune?
So it's sort of,
the Navigator.
It's creepy, but it has like, it looks like it reminded me of the face of the creature, the monster in Alien. Like, it's the it would just come out and just in the claws. It's just, God, it's something to see. So people that saw the name Tila Tequila and immediately just went to the next thread, you're missing out on seeing just a really twisted-looking vagina. Definitely. Also, people, thanks for subscribing to the show on iTunes and rating the show and giving us a comment. And, you know, you really help us out, gain us some awareness there. I know that we're pretty highly ranked, so thank you to everybody there for subscribing to the show via iTunes. Also, make sure you buy a t-shirt at the Sick and Wrong store, the Cafe Press store, and the Cafe Press store. We have two different Sick and Wrong stores. You know, I sent out about 6 t-shirts last Friday, so about a week ago. And so everybody that ordered their shirts, you should be getting them soon. And yeah, we have a few left, and I think we're going to have to move on to a new design there, Wackerly. But I want to do something completely different this time. We're going to do something brand new. So, people, now's your chance to go get the current design, which is a pretty cool shirt. So go to sickandwrongpodcast.com, click on store, and buy a t-shirt today. You're really helping out the show. Finally here, Sick and Wrong Song of the Week was sent in by 2 people, BK, a longtime listener, and Ian Human sent this in. BK writes, just heard the latest podcast. It was very entertaining. Thank you. I spotted the ubiquitous Pikey reference, and it prompted me to make you guys aware of the bona fide Pikey band, Rubber Bands. Check them out. Keep it vagina. Love BK. I like that salutation. Keep it vagina. I might have to take that.
And he says these are real Pikeys, not people making fun of them.
No, these are real Pikeys. So Ian Human sent it in. He goes, gotta love the Irish Pikey dance music. So the band is called Rubber Bandits, and they wear like these masks, and you could just tell these are just true pikies, like just complete, exactly what you, the epitome of pikies, what you would picture a pikie to be. And the so the song's
the pikie
called,
is like a gypsy, is that true?
No, I think it's just they're like a chav, but it's like an Irish chav.
All right.
So the band's called Rubber Bandits, and the song is called Bag of Glue. Which I imagine a lot of pikies tend to sniff.
Huff.
Yeah, they probably huff a lot of glue over there. So it's a new band to me. I find them entertaining. So thank you, BK and Ian Human, for sending that in. People, we'll be back next week with episode 265. Until then, take it sleazy.
Told a shop boy I was making my way home. I bought credit from my phone and a honeycomb Toblerone. And this big fat chick behind the counter looked me up and down. She's forming at the mouth, man, she's checking me out. She says, excuse me, mate, but would you like to go out for a meal tonight? So I says, yeah, chalk it down. She took me out for dinner in the Horse and Hound. We had a BLT, a cup of tea. She scooched her stool pure close to me. She runs her big fat fingers up my skinny little tie. Says, let's go back to mine. Now, is she an ugly bird or a big fat ride? Ah, man, I can't decide. So I sniffed some glue to clear my head and roared her rotten on her mother's bed. A bag for me, a bag for you. Let's get wrecked on bags of glue. Cause there's no way I'm riding you unless I'm wrecked on bags of glue. She has a big fat ass, but she has no class. And I could do better, but I think I'll pass. Cause I can't resist when she insists. The stuff from up with chicken every time we kiss. This love we have, there's no respect. But she's a big fat fucker, what does she expect? I'm hypnotized by her puppy eyes and her 16 chins and her massive thighs. I take her out and she stuffs her mouth with expensive food that'll give her gout. She's the ketchup, I'm the chicken wing. She's my queen and I'm the Burger King. But man, you see, I just can't seem to ride her when I'm sober. So I sniff a dirty bag of glue and then I bend that fat word over. A bag for me, a bag for you. Let's get wrecked on bags of glue. Cause there's no way I'm riding you unless I'm wrecked on bags of glue. Saggy granny tits, the kind you'd find on any fits. A dirty slut with a big fat butt, eating too many chips from the chicken hut. But if you think that you might like a fat bird of your own, I got a 3-step plan, but follow it, man. When you get that fat bird home, step one, get a bag and fill it with you. Step two, sniff till your face turns blue. Step three, relax, enjoy the ride, and let the yoo-hoo do what it do to your mind. But just make sure you throw away the bag when you are done. Cause if you have my luck, then you'll wake up stuck to your girlfriend's big fat bum. A bag for me, a bag for you. Let's get wrecked on bags of glue. Cause there's no way I'm riding you unless I'm wrecked on bags of glue.
Hey, this is Mikey P in OKC. So, a couple things I wanted to say to Dean Lance. You know, this podcast, it used to be something else. But somewhere along the line, you change. You stop being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you start looking for something to blame, like a big fucking shadow. So let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. Look, I'm always going to love you guys no matter what, no matter what happens. You're my DM Lance, and you're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life.